it's a very, very complex disorder. Many years ago, it was considered to be an OCD, obsessional compulsive disorder. But in recent times, it's now being classified as ICD, impulse control disorder. It's a hair pulling disorder. In other words, a person that may have it has an irresistible urge to pull out their hair, sometimes without even knowing that this is the case. It's considered to start anywhere from 10 to 11 is an average, but I've known of children starting a year, 18 months younger. There's another level when it starts to kick off is 15, 16, 17, around about sort of the time when girls go to university and college studying affects it. Recent figures from Professor John Grant, who came to visit us here in England, indicate that 82% of those that suffer with TTM or manage it are female. There are telltale signs for parents that they could watch out for. I think there are several things that you need to be aware of, apart from the very obvious collection of hair under your daughter's bed or around a settee where she sits or the floor. You might find that your Hoover is filling up massively with the amount of hair. Your child might be surprisingly intelligent, above average. She may also be deeply sensitive, as this is very much the current feeling of how girls with TTM exhibit these qualities. Highly intelligent, above average, deeply sensitive, very difficult situation to deal with. So if you have a daughter that seems to be very intelligent, also is very sensitive, and you're finding piles of hair around somewhere, it might be good to dig a little deeper. Very, very carefully, because it's a very, very unusual subject to deal with. It's kind of a sensible thing if you're looking to understand the sites that the girls might go towards, people might go towards. It's probably a good idea to sort of understand how it kind of works. Very often, a person might start with eyelashes, extracting eyelashes, then migrate to eyebrows, and then eventually migrate to the hair on the crown of the head or behind ears. These are very, very much the kind of a standard, if you like, feature throughout. If you take photographs of the backs of girls with TTM, you'll often see the hair at the back is untouched. You can have critical TTM, i.e. a full head of hair removed. I've known of a person that removed a full head of hair in 5 hours. And then you have very mild TTM, where you might just pick on your arms or legs. It really is as long as a piece of string, and it's about the same as somebody who's a stone overweight and 22 stone overweight. The variances are very great. Majority of the girls will keep it secret. When they're very young, a parent might be aware, but they will usually object to having any reference made to it. And very often families will just calm down and quieten down about it, because there's a kind of a barrier, if you like, of talking about it. So it's a very big secret. And some, I must say, keep this secret for 40 and 50 years. And it is private, as hair loss for women is a very private issue. Doubly so if you're in the situation where you have, you know, self-blame. My hair, my hands, my fault. Women express great feelings of shame, humiliation, and embarrassment that they are actively pulling out their own hair. From the research that I have made over the years, that the girls themselves, even when they've ceased and desisted the activity, always feel a bit anxious and nervous that it might come back very, very quickly. So it's a bit like alcoholism. There's no known cure for alcoholism, and there are millions of alcoholics who don't drink. So it's my belief that you may indeed have all the qualities of TTM and miss out the pulling bits. I believe there are ways to avert that. Techniques like breathing, deep breathing, really, really helps. There are lots of ideas from various people that you can incorporate, but I have found that rubbing the thumbs here around and around, the girls that use this and make it a habit, It is exactly the same feeling that you get when you separate a single hair. So by learning to do this rubbing and rolling and thumb soothing when you're listening to a lecture, sitting on a bus, riding on a train, plane or anything, and build it up as a habit to sort of sneak into the nervous system where all of this sits, and it sort of makes you calm down, you can actually feel it. And if you practice it, brilliant. Another technique to help with reducing impulses and managing them is getting yourself a really big darning needle, one that does not puncture the skin but creates a sensation. And by needle tapping in and around the area, it can send a shudder that very much emulates the same feeling as an extraction of the hair. So together with the feeling of searching and looking for a hair and the needle tapping, very, very closely resembles the same process of the seeking out a hair, extracting and fiddling with it. It feels very much the same. Knowing something about the structure of hair is very useful. Each follicle is designed to come back 22 times and last for 6 years. So repetitive pulling begins to age the hair and it starts to get crinkly and grey, which are very attractive hairs to actually feel and pull. So that doesn't help the situation. But literally, as time goes by with repetitive pulling, the hair comes back thinner and weaker and eventually fades altogether. But it does depend on the type of hair you have to start with, the quality, the amount, all sorts of things. The youngest girls I've come across with TTM scarring, i.e. permanent damage, could be in their mid-20s, early to mid-20s, when they've had a very, very chronic TTM. Anything that you feel could help you, doesn't matter how crazy it sounds. You know, if it helps and it gets you calm, you know, go for it. CBT, you'll need to register with your doctor. It is part of the NHS. It might take quite a while to actually get it, but do pursue it. You're entitled. Hypnotherapy works in conjunction with other things. There's no doubt that going towards yoga, Pilates and meditation really helps with the impulses, as does frantic exercise like Zumba and running. All of these things seem to expel energy and they do help with managing your TTM. Definitely book into your doctor, register that you have this condition. Don't be too surprised if they haven't a huge amount of knowledge about it. It's still a secret and very private, but register, and also register to go for your CBT. You are entitled. You're also welcome to come and visit us here at the Lucinda Ellery Consultancy, where we've helped thousands of women over the years, and we will give you whatever advice we can.